Dear Cheap Astronomy, is there any direct evidence of the Oort cloud? Well, no, but the indirect evidence is fairly compelling. Long-period comets, defined as any with an orbital period greater than 200 years, swoop in from somewhere way out, but not way, way out. The recently discovered interstellar objects Oumuamua in 2017, Two-Eyed Borisov in 2019, and Three-Eye Atlas in 2025 did come from way, way out. We know that because they all came in towards the Sun on fast hyperbolic orbits, meaning that they were moving at a speed that exceeded the escape velocity of the Sun, and if you extrapolated their paths in and out, it was clear that they hadn't come from the solar system and wouldn't subsequently return to it. So it seems the Sun's gravity was strong enough to pull them in, but not strong enough to hang on to them. But there are lots of long-period comets that do belong to the solar system, indeed over 1,000 from known records. Hale-Bopp is a well-known example, being an easily visible comet that came in around 1997 and is estimated to have an orbital period of around 2,400 years, meaning it should come back again around the year 4400. Short-period comets generally come in on a trajectory that's aligned with the orbital plane of the planets, but long-period comets, like Hale-Bopp, seem to come in from all angles, suggesting that the reservoir they come from is spherical. We think there must be such a reservoir, since comets don't last forever. They are diminished by each flyby past the Sun, their tails representing stuff that's being blown off them, most of which they won't get back afterwards. So a comet like Hale-Bopp, looking bright and fresh and with a nucleus of around 60 kilometres in diameter, is unlikely to have been periodically visiting the Sun for millions of years now. Even with a period of 2,400 years, it would be mostly eroded away after 100 passes, which is just a quarter of a million years. So there can't just be persistent long-period comets that just keep going around and around. There has to be a source of fresh supplies. And what keeps those fresh ones coming in? It's assumed that as the Sun orbits the Milky Way with its accompanying solar system that includes a light-year diameter Oort cloud, there must be occasional interactions. Perhaps a faint gravitational nudge as another star passes by, or when a rogue interstellar object like Oumuamua comes ploughing in, thereby disrupting the tenuous orbits of loosely held Oort cloud objects, sending some plunging inwards towards the Sun, and since they don't have Oumuamua's escape velocity, they are doomed to thereafter loop around and around it, slowly eroding away with each pass. But not all of them come all the way in. Sedna, a dwarf planet, has an orbital period of over 11,000 years. So, following the earlier logic, it must have been an Oort cloud object that got nudged inwards, but retained enough velocity to loop around the Sun well outside of Neptune's orbit. So it spends some of its orbital time in the Kuiper Belt, where we discovered it in 2003, and then heads back out again. And it could well keep doing that for millions of years to come, since it never gets close enough to the Sun to lose any substantial part of its mass. And not every object that comes all the way in goes all the way back out. Halley's Comet is an oddity, being a short-period comet, but on an orbit that's almost perpendicular to the orbital plane of the planets, and it's a wrong-way retrograde orbit to boot. So it's suggested to be an Oort cloud object that got nudged inwards, but then got perturbed into a much shorter orbit, perhaps due to passing close by one of the gas giants. So, that's the Oort cloud story. It's an entirely hypothetical entity built entirely from circumstantial evidence. But there are some solar system oddities that require an explanation, notably the regular fresh supply of long-period comets. Some astronomers suggest we should really be referring to Sedna as an Oort cloud object that occasionally comes in for a visit, and there are other similar objects, sometimes called Sednoids, one of which has an orbital period exceeding 40,000 years. So, although it's generally said that we can't confirm the existence of the Oort cloud until we make direct observations of objects that lie within it, some say that we already have.